percentage of daily value is based on if everyone ate a 2,000 calorie a day diet. So the easiest way to use that percent daily value is to determine whether you're getting too much or too little of something. There's certain nutrients on the food label, like fat, sodium, or even cholesterol listed. If that daily value is close to 20%, that tells you that that food is very high in those items. Or for things like vitamin A or vitamin C that are usually listed at the bottom, if the daily value is around 5%, then that tells us that food doesn't have very much vitamin A and vitamin C. So for those nutrients, we'd want it closer to 20%. For the fat, cholesterol, and sodium, we want it closer to 5% daily value.
And usually what's at the bottom, I notice when you look at those labels, it's not very much next to iron or vitamins or whatever, no matter what it is, seemingly.
Those levels are pretty low typically
in processed foods.
In processed foods. You would see those numbers for the vitamin A, C, and iron and vitamin D go up if you were buying things like fresh fruits and vegetables, which don't require a food label.
And why is that?
A processed food has a very specific manufacturing process that it goes through, so everything should always be the same, theoretically. Whereas if you have apples grown in the state of Washington or apples grown in the state of Minnesota, their nutrient values might be slightly different because of the different growing periods, the soil, and that sort of thing. And so you don't have a consistent product, per se, when you start dealing with fresh fruits and vegetables.
How do we make intelligent choices about which things to buy with sodium?
The guidelines with sodium say to get no more than 2,300 milligrams per day. What you want to look for sodium is for a low sodium food or a food to be called low sodium, it has to have less than 140 milligrams per serving.
Doing research on this came up quite often, and that is concerns about the serving sizes listed on the labels to begin with and whether or not they're realistic in terms of what people actually eat.
The serving sizes that are listed on the label are what we call standard portion sizes. These standard portion sizes were set, 50 years ago. So these portion sizes don't truly represent what a typical portion is that someone will serve in a bowl or on their plate. Most people don't really know how much they're eating because they're not actually measuring that portion size out. So when I work one-on-one with clients, I do ask them to do that a couple times to see what one cup of cereal looks like in a bowl, and they're often quite surprised. But we've also gotten to a point where we're very accustomed to large portion sizes that are 2, 3, 4 times
what we should be
what
consuming.
We really need to be consuming. So we need to find a happy medium between what the food label calls a portion size and what we might typically serve ourselves, especially if that portion that we're typically serving is leading to weight gain.
In the meantime, while you say the labels do help, do provide information, what would you like to see added to them or changed?
If they're going to keep the daily values on there, they need to update them. A lot of the numbers that those daily values are based on are old numbers and are not current with the numbers that were determined by the Institute of Medicine in the late 90s, early 2000s. Maybe make those nutrients that are more health benefiting a little bit more prominent. What a lot of manufacturers have done is actually starting to put the information on the front. There's not any standard format at this time. That's all under a lot of discussion. In general, people want to know what's good for them. They want it up front where they can see it. They don't want to have to take a lot of work to turn it around or read a complicated chart or look through extremely small print to determine ingredients.